A new collaboration with professional chefs in Washington, D.C. is giving 5 refugees an opportunity to tell the stories of their home countries through food. It's part of an inaugural dinner series called Tables Without Borders, where some of D.C.'s best restaurants served a special menu cooked by refugee chefs from places like El Salvador, Afghanistan, and Syria. NPR's Sophia Alvarez-Boyd went to see one of the meals come together.
Little Sesame is a Middle Eastern restaurant in D.C., best known for its hummus. And that is definitely on the menu tonight. But chefs Nick Wiseman and Ronan Tenna are taking orders from someone else. A Syrian chef named Kamar Bouta. She's just 26 years old, a petite woman in a sky blue hijab, and she's in charge of everything from how to cut the cabbage.
Kamar, how do you want the cabbage? Just thin?
Yeah, half and then cut it like...
to putting the beef and lamb mixture on skewers.
So when you need to make it, you need to put all this together. It's like...
Bouta has never cooked with a team of professional chefs before. She usually cooks out of her home kitchen in Chevy Chase, Maryland, where she runs a small catering business. That started through word of mouth 3 years ago when she came to the United States from Syria.
Actually, when I'm in Syria, no, I didn't do this. I just cooked to my family. But when I come to the United States, so the people test my food and they like it and they say, okay, can you cook for me? I'm okay.
Tonight is her chance to bring part of her home to the plates of about 50 people. Dinner is served family style, and eager diners introduce themselves and chat as they pass around traditional Syrian dishes.
The appetizer is beautiful, delicious, glory.
There's fattoush, a fresh salad of tomatoes and cucumbers, and a plate of kapsa, piled high with chicken, eggplant, and spiced basmati rice. Bouta is from Homs, Syria. She was forced to flee in 2012. After a bomb hit the roof of her apartment building, breaking the windows while she was at home with her 3-month-old son and 2-year-old daughter. She came to this country in 2016, before the U.S. dramatically restricted its refugee intake.
I'm very happy to work with Kamar. She's awesome. She keeps her attitude always happy with a smile, doesn't get stressed.
That's Chef Ronan Tenna of Little Sesame. This dinner has been especially nostalgic for him. He grew up in Israel, so he's familiar with a variety of Middle Eastern flavors. And he says working with someone from the region is refreshing.
Every time I have an opportunity to work and learn with those people, I always enjoy it a lot. You know, like, I can't go to their country and feel their culture. So being able to connect with them over here, and especially around food, that's like such a great feeling, you know what I mean?
To get that nostalgic taste, Bouta has to go the extra mile to find the right ingredients. She makes a special trip half an hour away to buy the proper spices for her basmati rice and kebab meat. And there was only one store in the area that had fresh dough for her kanafa, a thin noodle-like pastry filled with cheese and brushed with rose syrup. And it's the desserts that are the star of the show.
Thank you.
Wow. Bouta steps out from the kitchen, serving tiers of baklava, sesame seed cookies, and sticky semolina cake. She says she was nervous about what people would think about her food. So when everyone compliments her, she can't stop smiling.
I have had baklava every single year for Thanksgiving and Christmas. This is the best baklava I've ever had.
While diners walk away with a full stomach and new craving for Syrian food, Bouta is thinking about what's next for her.
Do you know, I see the people is like so happy, so I think they will come back.
Now Kamar Bouta says she's thinking about opening her own Arab restaurant. Sophia Alvarez-Boyd, NPR News.